Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn healthy people. And pretty sexy too. Hi, it's Cindy, and we're all together again. I love it. I love this time. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. I think we have to address what's going on everywhere, guys. You know, if we're doing the work we're doing, and it's about creating a more peaceful, happy, successful us's, that has to extend out into the world. So I got up this morning and I said, what's all the violence about? And the channel said, not the right question. And the highest word was unrest. What are the core underlying issues that are causing all this unrest in America? And they gave me some pretty interesting things. The first thing they took me to is the opening song of Sound of Music, The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music. And I went, what the heck does that have to do with all this unrest? Well, because the channel went on to explain, the hills aren't alive with the sound of music for over half the world's population. The world is alive with the sound of poverty, the sound of trying to get enough food, the sound of trying to know how they're going to live, how they're going to educate their kids, how they're going to keep them from not getting killed in their own neighborhoods. So, perspective that they look at the world through is much, much different than mine or yours. And what the channel wants us to know is, in the beginning, we're all created equal. Our beliefs and our experiences create us differently. But if we really want to see another person, we have to see the pureness of how they came in, because that's who they really are. Neither side is doing that right now. We're not choosing to look for where the good is. We're not choosing to look at how we can all be equal and live harmoniously. We're inciting a lot of blame now, a lot of reaction. And you hear me talk a lot from the channel's perspective about reaction. When you're in reaction, you're out of creation. Well, pretty much the entire world right now is in reaction to the virus. And a large part of America is in reaction to the death of this young African-American man. And want steps taken. There was an interesting post that my friend told me about, where this conversation on Twitter you know, well, yeah, but violence doesn't matter. And the guy wrote back, we tried kneeling, and that didn't work either. You remember when the football player kneeled to protest the inequalities of how he was perceiving black people were being treated. So that's the first thing. Can we remember? You see, when a black body falls away, when an Asian body falls away, when a white body falls away, a Chinese body falls away, we're all the same energy, guys. And we have to work with that energy. We know that when we leave and go to the other side, it's really clear to us. When the hell can we remember it when we're here in embodiment? Number two, they took me to core belief 12. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you. So basically, we're all saying that to each other. Even though I want to love you, coming from our perspective, even though I want to love you, all this rioting and unrest and violence threatens me. And so I don't know what stand to take, because I'm taught from the beginning of time, take cover, go into fight or flight, fight and protect yourself. Again, these are coming, these reactions are coming from a lot of eons of sense memories of inequality and judgment. And guys, I want you to know, we've all been black, we've all been Indian, we've all been Chinese, we've all been white. In all the lifetimes we've lived, we've had experiences on both sides that we are carrying in the memories of our water. Because water never loses its memory, and we're 80% water. So we're really dealing with a kind of PTSD thing here. And we've got to redirect our brains and what we think and what we want to choose to believe. I was watching the news last night and seeing what was going on in Los Angeles. And it was interesting to me, and I'm going to share something incredibly personal with you. And yes, I risk you judging me for this. I was raised in Kansas. One of my brothers was a police officer. He got shot twice by a black person. The unrest between blacks and whites in Kansas City, horrendous. And yes, I heard a lot of comments from my dad and my brothers. Negative, unloving comments. I could hear those comments coming up within myself last night, remembering my childhood and all the things I'd heard about, quote, all the blacks in Kansas City. Those aren't mine to carry anymore. If I'm living consciously, I have to choose. This is what I want to know. And I'm sticking to it, and I'm holding my focus on it, and I'm connecting it with love so I can be the balance for all this stuff that's going on. And you know me, I stay out of the political commentary, but at this point I feel like I have to speak up. If it doesn't resonate with love, dignity, respect for all people, fairness, truthfulness. You're not going to vote for it, are you? If you're a person of consciousness, we, bottom line, have to vote this president out. He's part of what the problem is in inciting this unrest in this country. Going on to what is the unrest about? Number three, they took me to the Shawshank Redemption, and I literally had to look it up, guys. Synopsis had this one line that threw me kind of against the wall. Redemption through common acts of decency. That's what the movie is about. We cannot redeem our world. And the love we have for each other and the peace we want to live in without common acts of decency toward everybody. Respect. Basic frickin' respect. Like, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm sorry, those are the rules. And they're in place to keep everybody healthy and safe while we get through this. Could you extend that common act of decency towards your fellow man? Can you frickin' let a man breathe on the ground while you're holding him for something you think he did? I mean, it's so simple. Why can't we do it? So what's the answer to that, Sheets? Book, song, well, they're telling me to go to a movie and I'm going to E.T. because our hearts are shut. Yeah, that's the highest answer. Our hearts are just shut down, trying to protect ourselves, trying to get through, trying to maintain, trying to not feel everything that we're feeling. Doesn't work, guys. To shut your heart down never is going to get you what you want about anything. Okay, so we're going to balance all this. I know this was a pretty heavy way to start this show, but we have to take a stand here. All of us have to take a stand for peace and love and respect and decency. We have to demand this of ourselves, of others, and of our world. Okay, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. So it is. I am open for discussion with anybody. First of all, I want to let you all know that the discounted privates were extended till June 14th. That's the last day. You're welcome to book as many as you want throughout the year. I don't care, but the special is going to go off June 14th. Gratitude of Self-Love program starts tomorrow. I'm so excited about this. I did this whole program, and I'm going to do it again with everybody because it shifted me so much, these simple little things that they gave us to do every day. And then just a little bit about self-love. You know, guys, self-love doesn't depend on anything you've done or achieved. Doing these private channeling sessions for everybody that signed up for gratitude, so many of them keep going back to, I can't love me because I haven't done what I thought I should have done in this lifetime. And I want you to know again, it works the opposite way. How much you love yourself unconditionally for no reason gives you the power to do the things in this world that you want to do. Okay, again, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. I hope you claim that with me. We are divine love. unconditional, accepting, creating love. And so it is. All right, I'm going to the calls. Karen, you get to be the first to deal with all this. Hi, honey, what's up?
Bring it on. I can do it. I'm in my love
I know you can.
Hi. Thank you, Dee, again for the webinar. That was so powerful.
You're talking about the one with Dr. Shannon we just did?
Yes, it was phenomenal.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding. It literally was like, as I said, oxygen, because sometimes we have all the tools and we can feel ourselves. We've got our masks on and we just don't know what it is that might be blocking. And that was just clarity, so much clarity.
Great. That's always my purpose. You know that, is to empower and clear up everything for everybody. Great. Thank you, Karen. Yeah. And thanks for being there. For yourself.
No problem. Well, thanks for gifting. I know that I needed to ask for a little bit of help, and you were there when I needed you. So thank you. It helped
you
me
bet.
With all the anxiety that my children are going through, how I could show up better for them, for myself. And it was amazing. And a key is physical. I'm going back to work on Monday because I am social, and I know that will help me. Because when, you know, you said something once too, that when you're in motion, it also helps you stop rethinking. But physically, I'm dealing with my lungs and like a bladder. Just, it's not, but I don't feel well, and I don't want to put myself in a position, but I think I'm okay to go back.
Okay, all right. So let's just stop there. Yes, you're okay to go back.
Good.
Okay. When you said lungs, my pendulum went right to no. Yes to bladder. Okay. So what are you pissed off at, Karen? Well.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. So you've got to let it go. It's not worth it. Your body is saying to you, this anger is not worth it.
I guess I can't figure out where this intense, you know, and that was part of the...
Well, then let's figure it out. You don't know where the anger is coming from?
No.
You don't know what you're pissed off about because you laughed as soon as I said it.
Because I know I am. I was mad
okay.
at the bird.
Okay, Brooke, give me a song, any song that pops in.
Sorry,
take a breath and give up, and it'll come to you.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's where we're going. You have no song. You don't know what the hell you're singing. And that's what's making you angry, because you're kind of like wafting in the wind. Pick a song of peace. Pick a song of health. Pick a song of empowerment and joy. Pick a song, I love that I'm going back to work. And I love my healthy body. You got to start singing the songs you want, Karen.
That's
otherwise, yeah, yes, otherwise no. you are inundated with the songs of victimness and fear that are in the collective consciousness. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. That makes sense. I haven't even been able to listen to music. And my husband had said, you need to turn the radio on and listen to music instead of listening to talking all the time.
Yes, absolutely. If there's anything, any time I need to be lifted up and get out of myself, I put on 60s music. And Freedom now even recognizes the 60s music. And she goes, oh, Mom needs me. So she comes on over and we kind of dance together. And, yeah, see, you know how – you guys know how to take yourself back into the place you want to be, but you got to choose to do it.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay.
Dear.
You bet, baby cake.
Love
you, too.
Take care.
Oh, I am, honey. I'm creating. I've got a day of work in front of me, and I was sitting here going, well, you can either go, oh my God, it's Sunday, I shouldn't have to work, or you could go, oh my God, it's Sunday, look, I get to do all the work I love to do. So I'm picking number two. I think, is this Camille in Oregon?
Yes, this is Camille in Oregon. Hi.
I said it correctly. Hi, Camille. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah, I'm a little, I tell you what, during the pandemic, which is still ongoing, I started a new relationship. The man moved in, proposed marriage, we adopted puppies, all these things. And unfortunately for him, he has been misusing his prescribed medication. And I'm learning now that our entire friendship leading up to this and everything that we have done up through now has been him head in a fog. And now that that medication is leaving his system, and he should have gotten a doctor's care, and he's about to go do that, he does not want this. He rejects all of it and is just becoming
what's it? The
a rebellious teenager.
He's rejecting the relationship and all this? Is that what you mean?
He's rejecting the relationship, and he is really trying to stand up to me like he is a rebellious teenager. And I said, I am not your mom. That is not what I'm here for.
Okay,
no.
Camille, this is definitely a medical issue. His frequencies, which means his body chemistry also is just whacked. So the channel is saying you really can't make any decisions based on the truth until he gets leveled out.
Mm-hmm.
However, you do need to look at the issue that he abused his medication. Did he do it purposefully?
I don't know.
Because it's
easy,
some people just misunderstand how to use their medication. And and it's not an abuse thing. If it's an abuse thing, honey, that's indicative of a core part of his personality.
Yes.
Which doesn't make him a bad person, but may definitely make him someone you don't want to live with. So the first of all, good for you that you're setting down boundaries, because you see, back to this common act of decency that we started the show with, you see, this is a mini version of the unrest and the lack of respect and decency toward another person. You can't allow that. And it sounds like you're not allowing it. You do love this guy. So
I do.
If you do love him, I would see if you can support him through this, but you have to be adamant with him that if he doesn't follow through, this isn't going to work.
He says he is moving out to a hotel tomorrow and that he plans to go back to his home state and enter into some sort of a drug rehab for those pills, hopefully next week.
Well, that's a really high choice. The channel's going yes.
Okay.
So
good.
I would let him, because otherwise your whole attention is off of creating you and defending yourself against him.
Yeah, I just said, okay, go.
Well, good, but say it with love. Send him with love. You do love him, you know.
I do.
When I wrote one of the daily E things about this, I think it was one of the daily things. You know, one of the biggest things my mommy taught me was just because people come on hard times and because they change, because they start drinking, because of anything, does not take away who they really are and the good things that you shared with them. So you don't have to give yourself up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, you want to make sure that you stay in love while you are working through all this, because otherwise you go down, your heart closes. And, you know, when our hearts close, guys, life's a lot harder. I'm hoping that all of you start your day directing your hearts to be open and your chakras to be open, because that's how energy flows. I think you have your answer, Camille. I think you had it before you called, but the channel's confirming that everything's going in the direction it should go in.
Okay.
So be at peace with it, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye bye.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, I've been in that situation. It's challenging. Miss Carla in New Jersey, you're on. Carla?
Hi,
baby.
Hi. I have had so much problems with my throat lately. Like, I'm like clearing my throat and my throat's bothering me. I'm having a physical, my yearly physical happens to be on Friday, and I don't know whether to really kind of push old thyroid medicine that I used to get, or if it's an energetic kind of thing. I almost feel
guys, everything physical starts in your energy first. Okay?
Yeah.
Have you had the test for COVID?
No, I have not. I haven't had any symptoms, and I've pretty much stayed nicely isolated to my satisfaction. Don't think that I have that.
My understanding is that most doctors supposedly have the test now. I would just get it while you're there. Because, you know, guys, they're just finding that this presents itself in so many different ways. I have two friends that had the antibody test. Now, again, can we trust the test? That's the next question. And they both have had it, and they said they looked back and they said, well, maybe there were a couple of days when we felt under the weather and we were coughing and stuff, but, you know, it just went away. It in most people, it presents as a much lesser scenario than all of these horrible $100,000 or 100,000 deaths that have happened. So if you're going in for a physical anyway.
Yeah, I am.
You for sure want to tell him about your throat and everything and ask him if he can do that for you. When I say thyroid, I don't get that the cough is connected to the thyroid. I'm not a doctor, guys. I don't get that it's connected, but I do get that you do need to have your thyroid checked. So just see what level it's at. Make sure they do the TS3 and the TS4, because a lot of doctors don't.
All right. I'll write that down.
Now, let's get to the underlying cause of your throat here. Sheets. But give me a song. Any song that pops in, please.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah. Okay. These are the words that came in as soon as you said that you are literally screaming for things to happen now.
Okay.
You know what they're showing me, probably because I'm in this industry, but do you remember that very disturbing mask that they used on the movie Scream? It looked like, and a lot of, with a great big wide mouth.
Yeah.
On it. That's what they're showing me.
Okay.
So I would. What do you? Well, the highest word is peace, Carla. You're screaming for peace now. There's a lot.
Yeah.
What?
I'm trying to gingerly leave my husband, and I think that's
a big part of it. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a part of it. But you see, that lack of peace and the feeling of diversity that you're feeling with your husband is just being magnified for you by everything that's going on in the world.
Go ahead.
We have to realize that all this stuff, the virus and the unrest and everything, is bringing up eons and eons of past and future life stuff that we kind of are having PTSD memories of.
Yeah.
And you know, we really have to realize and stay in this moment. Because the moments that we are being reminded of are not this moment. But the fear that we go into, the fear that we go into keeps us from creating the very peace that we're screaming to have. You can't scream for peace, guys. If you want peace, pray for peace.
Okay.
Hold the space for peace. Connect with his energy. Say, you know, honey, I love you. I appreciate our years together, but I'm done.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I don't love you, but I'm done. So we have to let this go. His energy will receive that and help it with a smoother transition, Carla.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
You're welcome, honey. Thank you. Yeah, guys, you really have to watch that collective consciousness, man. It's like, how much can one person take? As much as we know we have control over. And this community knows we have control over the creation of our lives and how we react. And that's our duty. Susan, where the heck have you been?
I have been having an awesome time. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're all out of breath. What are you doing?
I'm gardening with my son.
I see. All right. Well, what question do you have today?
Well, you know, I really don't have a question because I have had this COVID-19 has been actually a blessing for me because I have five cats at home. Callie escaped last winter and gave me three kittens, so I have kittens. And kittens are the perfect solution to COVID-19 depression. Believe me. Trust me, kittens.
Well, I would replace that with my dog, Freedom, but I get what you mean, baby. I get what you mean. I want to explore that for a minute for everybody.
Okay.
What you're saying has so much validity because you are caring for another human thing. You are caring for them. You are loving them unconditionally. You are taking care of them and allowing them to love you back. And, you know, guys, I say if you want to get out of yourself, do something for somebody else. And that's what you're doing with these little kitty cats.
And another thing that happened, my son was not able to work for a while, and I was able to help him in his work for about 2 weeks. It was a beautiful opportunity of bonding with my son during this COVID so that he could work his job, and I worked with him. It kind of was crazy, but, I mean, it was just wonderful. I loved it. I mean, I had a blast.
Hey, I love working with my daughter. We're creating a project right now together. So,
well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that there are so many blessings coming out of this, and I'm glad you're seeing them, Susan.
I'm seeing them. You know, I'm creating new patterns for new masks that are more comfortable. I'm doing knitting for some friends. I have got so much on my agenda. I'm doing gardening. My son and I exchanged work. I helped him with his job. He's helping me with my garden. I swear, this has been absolutely the most fantastic time for me.
Awesome. We can hear it in your voice. And, you know, that's taking lemons and making lemonade. And that's exactly where we all want to choose to be. So thanks for that representation, Susan. I'm glad to hear from you.
I just want to share. I didn't come to the webinar because I figured, well, I'm not having any problems. I'm in 7-7 here. You know?
Well,
so
that's fine.
I didn't want to. Anyway, I'm just having good times.
Well,
so
good. I'm glad, because 4 years ago you would have taken this and really turned it into a victim thing. So good for you. Happy travel.
Thank you very much.
You bet. All right, Miss Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I want to start out both by thanking you and Dr. Shannon for the webinar. It was profound and beautiful.
Thank you.
And really, yeah. And then I also want to say I'm signed up for Gratitude of Self-Love.
Oh,
I did
goody.
I did it the first time it was offered, and it was absolutely life-changing. So,
great.
So excited to have that happen
great.
Right now. And I think I'm not sure if I have a question, but I wanted to share. My daughter turned 18 a few days ago, and this energy, there was something in me that shifted in a really profound and deeply opening way on the day of her birthday. What a thing for a mother to have a daughter turning 18.
Yes,
and
I've been there. I concur.
Yeah. And it's really brought me in touch with our work's focus on the balance of the masculine feminine energy and the allowing of the honoring of the feminine energy. And so I just wanted to speak to that and ask the channel how that might relate to the unrest, and if there's anything. Otherwise, it's just a big celebration for me of this.
I'm not quite sure what your question is, Emily. What does the masculine feminine have to do with your daughter turning 18?
For me, her birthday helped me acknowledge myself as a mother, the work I've done in mothering her, the journey, the profoundness of the journey, recognizing that our society hasn't always or doesn't always recognize the worth of the feminine aspect of energy.
Yes, and also the channel, this is what the channel wants to bring forward about all of it, is that you are going to witness her using more of her masculine energy now, more of her power.
Awesome.
You have taught her well to be and honor the feminine in her. So don't freak out when her power side starts coming out, because when our feminine and our masculine are balanced and working together, we are taking divine love into the world in a powerful way, not a forceful way, but a powerful way in our creation process. And she just stepped over that threshold.
Hallelujah.
You bet.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, if I were a mom, I'd love to get that information.
Yeah. Boy, what a being. And I am claiming that for myself, and I'm claiming that for all energy as we find our way through this time of unrest, that we all step forward powerfully in our integrated love.
Yes. Let's claim that for all energy in all dimensions right now. That's our clear command, because ask in the original Hebrew is claim or demand. Our demand is that all energy come together in empowerment through divine love. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. And so it is. Awesome. Thank you for bringing that
in.
Oh,
thank you.
Miss Emily, thank you. Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Know. I'm pretty damn proud of my daughter, too. She's 31. You know, they just bought this house, getting it all fixed up. They're so happy. And her book, you guys, and thank you for being a part of this. Of course, anybody who hasn't bought it, I'll still, you know, give you my gift, exchange my gift if you send me proof of purchase. But she sold almost 5,000 copies of her book now, which is unheard of, even for a published book, and she's self-published. So, you know, word gets around when something helps people, they share it. And I'm just totally celebrating my kid and her success. Nancy in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Yeah, hi, Dee. Well,
hi, baby cakes.
I shifted my question because of what you shared initially. On the one hand, President Trump has opened up freedom of expression because he can be brilliant and he can be a real goofball. So, you know, and insensitive. But he's really given permission to, especially the American people, to start standing up for themselves.
You know, I didn't know on that, Nancy. So let's
really
look at that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get some discernment around that, because I absolutely understand what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. I'm waiting for the words that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot empower people through a lack of truth.
I feel
and
from his perspective.
That's what he's doing.
From his
Nancy.
Perspective, even though it might not agree with you or me.
I don't care whether I agree with it. My job on this show is to go into the channel. And the channel is saying that if something is not in alignment with truthfulness, it cannot and does not empower people. It can force people, but it doesn't take them into true empowerment. A lack of truth never does that.
Well,
and
what would you... What would your channel say is the biggest truth he's not being truthful about? From his
himself.
Point of view, he is.
Himself.
So what do your channel say is not he's not truthful about? Because I can't see anybody else handling
you.
This COVID stuff
I'm,
as brilliantly as he is.
Well, I don't
I can't
even,
see Hillary
I,
or Joe Biden or Sanders
well, okay,
doing a
you
good
know,
job on
Nancy,
this.
We're not going to have a whole political discussion here.
No, but I just want to know, what is this non-truth you're saying about President...
I answered you. I answered you. The channel said the biggest thing he is untruthful about is himself. With himself.
Well, aren't we all?
Well, no. I don't think I am. Thank you very much. I think I live consciously every day looking at my bullshit, cleaning up my bullshit, redirecting my bullshit into the empowerment of love. So no, I do not spend a life lying to myself.
Your bullshit was your truth in that moment, as is everybody else's patterns. I just see them as undesirable patterns, and we're looking at the truth of them and shifting to a new pattern.
Well, yes. Yes, and he is.
I mean, you don't have any
hold
bullshit.
Hold on, Nancy. Let me answer you, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Everybody take a breath, okay? Everybody take a breath. Because,
yes.
Again, we want to treat each other with common acts of decency, right? Okay, so he absolutely is an instrument that is waking people up. There is no denying that.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Gandhi, and so did Mother Teresa, and so did Martin Luther King.
And Hitler.
Hold on. Yeah, but the three people that I mentioned did it in a much different way. They did it through love and peace and nonviolence. And in the very, very beginning of the show, you know, we talked about, I love you, but I'm threatened by you. Well, this is why, you know, because when we start dealing with things from a perspective of untruth and lies, we cannot move into the place where we trust each other. It's not possible. And that's what we've been building on for eons and eons. And this is our opportunity to come forward and go, not only am I demanding the truth from myself, I am demanding the truth from all energy.
And isn't a bigger truth, everybody is as loving, as truthful, as kind as they can be in this moment, or we'd all be doing something else?
That's not a true statement, the channel says. That's only a true statement if you use the word choice in there. Because we always have a choice to be more loving, more peaceful, more understanding, more giving. We have a choice not to loot.
Yes, but in this now moment, we are all choosing exactly what we want.
No,
we can be on this call or not.
No, we're not, Nancy. No, we're not. We're going with
consciously
the flow.
Choosing, you're
we
saying.
Are, yes, of course.
But it's still as conscious as we can all be in this moment. We're raising our consciousness.
That's not true. You are as conscious as you direct yourself to be. If you allow yourself to go into the reaction and the hate, you are allowing yourself to unconsciously create what you think you want consciously. I got to move on, sweetheart. Thank you, though. It was a good discussion, and I'm sure it's up for a lot of people. Victoria in Arizona. Hi, you're on.
Hi, that was perfect.
Thank you. Well, you know, I really don't bring myself into these discussions. I defer to the channel, and the channel always explains it for me in a way that elevates me to a higher place and understanding. What can we help you with, Victoria?
I just want to thank you, Dee, and you have just changed my whole life.
Oh, you've changed your life, sweetheart. But thank
because
you.
You helped me to consciously choose every time and want to always dwell there. It's the happiest place. Compassion, my daughter got involved with a man and it wasn't a good relationship. But every time I came from compassion, she just kept telling me things. Oh, I wasn't going to tell you this. It opens people up. And
you
what's
bet.
Happening, I'm like your other callers. COVID-19 has been such a blessing to keep choosing love more and more and more.
Indeed.
And it really is making a big difference, and it doesn't have to be spectacular or world noticing. It's within us, and it's the vibration, and there's so much more love growing on our planet right now, undoing all of those eons of ancestral things you talked about earlier. And we do need to embrace love and remember these acts of unrest are their way of learning. We don't have to do that anymore. The people who cross over have chosen, and we must bless them and thank them for their role they played. However heinous it may look in our eyes, they're still, we're all doing God's work, and we're all walking towards the same energy of love.
This is true, and some of us, many of us, are doing it much more consciously.
Yes, and that's why it's changing so quickly.
Yeah. Deepak Chopra writes a lot in his Seven Spiritual Laws for Success. Everything can look like it's in total chaos and confusion. But
yes,
within the chaos is a perfect plan where everything is working itself out.
Yes.
And I believe that.
We have so many helpers that we don't even see.
You bet. Let's call them in. Let's call in all the peacemakers right now from the other side. All the great peacemakers and holders of love and balance. We're calling you all in right now. We're asking, which means we're demanding that you come in and help us maintain and create this level of love and peace.
And we can feel you.
You bet.
All of them.
You bet.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for that, Victoria.
Thank you for that. Dean.
Because we do have to ask to receive. So, yes, let's call them all in. God knows we need them now. Every one of them. You bet, baby. Thank you so much, beautiful Victoria. Margaret, what's up with you, woman?
Hi, Dee. I haven't spoken to you in years.
I know. I've missed you. What's going on?
Well, I want to thank you for your opening comments. I grew up in the segregated South of the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and those old thoughts do still come up.
Yep.
Even though I have tried for years to get rid of them, but I know what you mean. It's not my truth, but it's still somehow there.
Well, it's an automatic default that our brain goes to because we were taught to think that way. So, you know, don't look at stuff as getting rid of it, guys. Look at it and say, hi, I see you. And now I'm going to redirect you. Right? So it's not a question of suppressing stuff or saying, oh, I shouldn't be thinking that. It's like, oh, there's that thought again. Wow, that's not going to get me the life I want or the world I want.
I mean, I certainly don't voice them or act on them or anything, but it's just the first knee-jerk reaction when I've just another black kid on another black or, you know, that sort of stuff. It just...
Yes, I do.
I don't like it that I have those thoughts, but I do.
Well, you can the next time just go, oh, hello, thought. You snuck in on me again. Let me go to my love place and replace you there.
Right. But what I wanted to ask you about, I don't know how to start with this. I felt all along that this virus will disappear when the vibrations of the planet get too high to support it. But I don't know that that's going to happen in my lifetime. So does that mean I spend the rest of my life, I'm 83 now, so do I spend the rest of my life in these two rooms, the one-bedroom apartment, one other room?
No.
Or can I get my own vibrations up high enough that I can go out? I'm tired of being in this place, but I don't feel safe going out. Can you?
Yes.
I don't know where the question is. Maybe you can find it.
Well, I do, Margaret. Take a breath, because this is pretty much on everybody's mind now. Everybody just, what a loaded show. This is great. We've gotten to a lot of good stuff. So take a breath. Everybody claim your balance again. There we go. Ah, now we got our balance back. The truth is that the vibration on the planet is absolutely raising, Margaret.
Yeah, I know
right
that.
Now.
Yeah, I've known that since This
okay,
is
all right. Let me finish. Let me just get all this out because we're pretty much at the end of the show, and I want to get all of your information.
Okay.
It is safe for you to go outside if you adhere to the rules. Wear a mask, wear gloves, and social distance. Now, is that coming from me? No. So that's a message to all of us through the channel. The channel has told me that things are opening up too quickly and not to be too complacent and ease off on the rules that we have been living by. But to go take a walk, to go to the grocery store, Margaret.
Yeah, I've been going to the grocery store.
You know.
Chattanooga is right on the border between Tennessee and Georgia, both states open very quickly. So stuff has been open here for a while. That doesn't mean people are necessarily going or the shops are necessarily opening. But I just sit there, is it worth it to wear the mask and do that? And I'll just stay home. It's just...
Well, that's your choice. But you asked, is it safe for you to go out? And the answer is yes, if you keep those things in place.
Yeah. But
do not despair for the world, Margaret. You are not helping the world and the vibration that we need to hold by being in despair and worry for the world.
I'm not worried for the world. I'm just wondering if there's nothing left for me in this lifetime but just being here. I've been dealing with a deal of
Margaret,
sadness. I have a good cry and I can't cry.
Whatever you want to create for yourself in the rest of your life is open to you. So your question sounds like you're waiting for the universe to tell you or bring you something that makes life worth living. That's up to you. Whether it's, oh good, I'm going to use this time to read Mind to Matter that Dee recommends, or I'm going to take this time to create a beautiful needlepoint pillow for somebody for Christmas, or I'm going to take this time to go out every day and have a beautiful gratitude walk for myself. Get up every day, guys, and go, today is a great day. What do I want to choose to do to experience this great day? Start focusing your brain toward those things, Margaret, okay? I'm sorry, I gotta go. We're literally 5 minutes over. I love you, and it's great to hear from you again, sweetheart.
Yes.
All right, everybody, let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.